Time now for StoryCorps, where family members get to ask each other about their lives. 14-year-old Amy Gerald brought her dad, Bob, to StoryCorps. Amy was adopted from China by the Gerald family when she was a baby. And as her father found out, Amy had a lot of questions about how their family began.
How did you meet Mom?
I can tell you the date. It's September 14th, 1984.
Back when dinosaurs roamed the land.
Yeah, I was protecting her from the dinosaurs.
So when did she, like, decide to date you?
Well, I mean, she was willing to go out with me. And at least one day a week, I left a rose scotch tape to her front door.
And she didn't find that creepy?
Creepy? No, she actually found that nice. I better tell your boyfriends not to do that.
Well, a rose, you don't know who it's from.
Oh, no, she knew it was who it's from.
Oh, okay. Now, what made you decide you wanted to adopt a child?
Mommy had an ectopic pregnancy, which means the pregnancy was in the tubes. After that, she couldn't get pregnant. We considered adopting, and we actually said we wanted a smart, assertive kid. Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but we viewed intelligence over beauty.
Great.
Well, but no, I mean, it turned out to be both. But that's what we said, and when we got to talk to the nannies about you, they said you were a very determined little child.
Huang Si, very strong will.
That's right. As much as I grate over your assertiveness, I'm glad you are. You never take my word as law. You always have to negotiate. I want to tell you something. You have absolutely changed my life. The most interesting thing for me was the idea of the red thread. In Chinese adoptions and in the Chinese culture, the red thread means that we are, with our souls, connected to a specific person. And we got you. And I am so pleased that you're part of my life. I just love you so much.
Bob Gerald with his daughter Amy at StoryCorps in Pensacola, Florida. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.